If you found a stray cat or are looking to adopt a new cat, you might think of approaching a national rehoming charity like the RSPCA or Cats Protection. Or you might get in touch with one of the small, independent cat rescues run by dedicated people in your local area. I spoke to Lynn Buck to find out more about rehoming cats on a smaller scale. I am deep in the beautiful South Norfolk countryside in Beddingham at Rose Cottage, which is the name of a small, independent cat rescue called Rose Cottage Cats. Based on the Norfolk-Suffolk border, near Bungay in Suffolk and Denton in South Norfolk, Rose Cottage Cats rehomes cats in the local area. I'm talking to Lynn Buck, who runs Rose Cottage Cats. Can you tell me something about Rose Cottage Cats? How long have you been running the cat rescue? And how many cats do you normally rehome on average?
We've been running Rose Cottage Cats for somewhere in the region of 17 years or so. And obviously, when we first ran, we only had one shed with about five cat pens in. We now have rather more, and generally we rehome something in the region of 120 plus. So far this year we have homed just under 60.
That's amazing. That's such a large figure.
It is, but it's been a bit busy this year.
Let's say it's more than 1,700 over the time.
Yes, but you get dead periods.
Yes,
and you'll get a dead period when people are taking their kids on holiday.
Oh right.
Which tends to be the beginning of the summer holidays. Then towards the end of the summer holidays, we start getting busy again because they've had their holidays, and people who've deliberately not had cats whilst the kids were at home, so they could settle them in quietly, then come in to us in September.
That sounds sensible. So, and are there other reasons why people would bring cats to you? Or?
People bring cats in for all manner of reasons. One of the commonest is marriage breakup and or having to move into rented accommodation from their own place, which happens a lot these days. And most rented accommodation, unfortunately, won't let people have pets.
Mm.
But there are other reasons too. We have people who've taken a cat on for somebody else only to discover they can't cope with having a cat. People whose marriages have broken up and have both got to go to work. People who've started a family and are not comfortable with the idea of having a cat in the house with a young baby.
And is that a problem?
It's a problem if you make it a problem. If you're going to worry all the time, then it's going to upset the baby. If you can be laid back about it and sensible, you can ensure that the cat can't get to the baby when you're not there too. And it can actually be delightful watching the interaction as they get a little bit older.
Yeah, I can believe that. So what's the procedure? If somebody brings in a cat, what happens next?
If a cat's brought in to us, they have to sign it over to us first so that they are signing that they have no further right to the cat, because otherwise the rescues wouldn't run because we'd just be used as a boarding cattery, which we're not. So it's signed over to us, and when they sign it, they tell us as much as they can about the cat, we hope.
What sort of things are these?
Whether it's neutered, whether it's vaccinated, whether it's what its age is, whether it's sociable or whether it can't stand anybody except its own owner, or won't be happy with a family but doesn't wish to have a busy home where there's people, as in my situation, that are popping in and out all the time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Various reasons will cause it. But there are sometimes people start feeding a stray cat, and the stray suddenly decides it wants to adopt them and they realise their lifestyle doesn't, you know, it's fine feeding a stray cat whilst you're there, but if you have a month's holiday in the summer, then it doesn't seem quite appropriate to leave it once it's got used to having two meals a day.
So what happens next?
We get them, if they need it, we get them neutered, we get them vaccinated, we flea and worm treatment, that usually happens first, and if we're worried about anything or we feel it might be necessary, we have a general appointment with the vet for checking over. And if it appears to have no problems and everything's been done for it, we assume sometimes that we don't need a vet appointment just for checking it. That's basically it. We settle it into a cat pen. It has to be isolated for a fortnight, so one on its own or with whatever cats it came in with. And then from there we look after it until we have homes suitable for it to go to.
Okay. And is there any particular average length of time, or does it just depend?
It varies enormously. If you get one that has had everything that needs doing done for it, and it's young, and it's attractive, and sociable, then it can go within 2 or 3 weeks. We usually hope it will be with us for about a month, because it gives you more time to get to know the cat properly. You're less likely to make an accidental mistake if you think you've covered everything and something turns up that you didn't know about. You have them for a month, odd little idiosyncrasies pop out.
And are there some sorts of cats that are easily rehomed and the ones that are the harder, who you think perhaps...
The easy to rehome, quite honestly, are ones that are neutered, vaccinated, already fleed and wormed when they come in, which means the previous owner has looked after them properly and are outgoing and sociable. And realistically speaking, the very easiest ones are the gingers and the blues and the tabbies.
Yeah. I just want to know, how do you manage looking after so many cats?
Oh, we're very lucky. When I was small, it was all me. You know, when we only had one shed, I did the lot. As I got bigger, the rescue got bigger, so we started looking for help. And we have volunteers, bless their hearts, that will come and clean for me so that I certainly don't have to clean the whole shed. Sheds every day. I will have the odd day when no one comes and then they get a quick clean through. But mostly we do quite well with volunteers, and we have volunteers that will come just to talk to, play with, cuddle the cats to make them more sociable and more easily homeable.
That sounds a nice role.
Yes, it's one that I think lots of people will volunteer for the cleaning, and when they know they can come as what we call cat cuddlers, they tend to fizzle into cat cuddling. But what we hope for is a bit of both.
Exactly. So tell me, how do you cover the costs with vet bills, food and so on?
It costs an average, I worked out the other year, and it costs an average of about £150 per cat. Obviously, some of them don't cost us more than a week or two's food if they come in with everything done and don't have problems. But averaged out over the lot of them, that's what it comes out at, which is a lot to find. We do fundraising once a month. We go to a Bungy Buttercross where we can hire the place for free, and we take 9 pace tables and as much as we can pile on top of them and try to sell as much as we can. And we have been going for a good few years, so there are people who've had cats, sometimes one, sometimes more, over the years, who, bless their hearts, will save money in a coffee jar for us and send us the contents when it's full, and other people who will send us checks now and again, or pop in to see us and the cats and give us some money before they go, which is wonderful. And it helps us, and so far we manage all right.
That's really good to hear, actually.
Yes.
And it's nice nice to hear that people are so generous.
It is very, very nice that people don't... Well, obviously, it's fine if people just come and get a cat, take it home and look after it. But if they think to the other cats that need homes, enough to send us something that will help. I mean, some of them send kitten things once they've no longer got kittens, and it all helps. And we either use them for our own kittens, or we can sell them to people who are having a kitten, which is nice for them to get something that's good as new and much cheaper.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, it makes it easier for them.
Lynn, I know in addition that you will give advice if people have got questions about their cat. How should people contact you?
You can phone me. Usually you'll get me better of an evening. We do obviously go out occasionally, but not more than about once a month, I shouldn't think. We take in the unhomables to us. I try not to take them in if they're unhomable, but if we get one that is, it becomes mine. Perhaps I'm a bit of a sad person, but I've got 10. I hope I'm wiser and don't take in the next one that isn't going to be homeable. If you phone me up, preferably of an evening, or you take your chances, lunchtime you're likely to get me, on 01508 482 737 and ask for Lynn or the Cat Rescue. It's our home phone number, so you won't get anybody who knows nothing about it.
Okay, that's fine.
And, you know, people can ask questions and I will do my best to help them.
One last question.
Yes?
How long will you be able to keep running Rose Cottage Cats?
Unless we have a wonderful person who offers to take over as I can't manage it, probably about another 4 years. I'm 70 now and it's been hard work.
I can really believe that from what you said. Lynn, congratulations on all these successful rehoming you've done.
Thank
finding
you.
Finding happy homes for...
Yes.
And the right homes for cats over the years. And wish you the very best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lynn Buck of Rose Cottage Cats at Beddingham.